the high thing that above the fireplace. That
mantelpiece.
You, mantelpiece. Okay. And then the big pieces of wood that you burn there. You call them.
Well, we call them logs, I guess. Most of them are. Most often, but we used to. A lot of times, we would have fires not in the open, but we would have a stove. I remember one of these pot-bellied stoves in the dining room, and that would take coal.
Mm-hmm.
And we would start it off with kindling wood.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of my jobs to go out and get the kindling wood in.
Uh-huh.
And started off with that newspaper, kindling wood, match, late hope. And then you would put the coal in on top of that.
Uh-huh.
And that was another one of my chores, to bring in the coal and fill up the coal scuttle with the coal.
When you talk about kindling wood, what do you mean?
It's little sections of pine wood. And cut very thin,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and very splintery,
mm-hmm.
a lot of sap in it, so mm-hmm. that it catches fire right away.
You ever get like maybe a knot or something like that with a lot of sap in it?
Mm-hmm.
You ever have a special name for something like that?
Gee, I don't know. I don't know of any.
Okay. Have you heard lightered?
Lightered?
Yeah.
Lightered.
Or light wood.
Yeah, uh-huh. I have heard that, yes. I heard that lady in Harrisburg use that.
But when you were a kid, did you never use
it? No.
This is recently you've heard that?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see. And then the black stuff that forms in the chimney, you call that?
Soot.
Okay. And after the fire's burned down, what's left is the?
Embers, but I'm not sure. I always call them embers. I guess I can't think of any other name that I might have used, but ashes would be my earliest recollection of those things.
Okay.
Embers, though, I think.
Okay. Then in your living room, the things you would have to sit on would be?
Oh, a Davenport was what we always used. I haven't heard that word used everywhere, but we also always call it a Davenport.
Uh-huh.
And then chairs would be, I think we just call them just chairs.
You okay.
Can't think of any other, okay. Where there was a rocking chair and other chairs that we had around there. I don't think they had any particular name.
What would you call this thing here?
That would be, at that time, I would have called it a Davenport, but now I call it a sofa.
A sofa. What about a couch? Would you ever use that?
I really don't think I've ever used the word couch.
Okay.
Come to think of it, I don't know
okay.
why.
Then the room where you sleep, that you call?
Well, that's the bedroom, but we would have different names for rooms. I remember on Glen Avenue, there was a sleeping porch,
mm-hmm.
Sort of a screened-in porch. It had windows, too, but many windows all across it, so that you could open them all up in the summertime and it would get the maximum breeze. And then the rooms were always somebody's room, you know,
mm-hmm.
Edward's room, grandmother's
mm-hmm.
room, somebody's room. So, but they were bedrooms.
Things that you would have on the window to keep the light out?
The shades.
Okay. Now when you talk about shades, you're talking about something you pull down
yeah.
on a roller. What about if you have